Welcome to the Migraine Ease Breathing Method. We will begin by learning a new breathing habit. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. Inhale through your nose and count to 3. Hold it for a 3 count, and then exhale. Breathe into your belly using your diaphragm and just relax for the exhale. Don't force it out. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. The breathing sound in the background has been amplified as your guide. Your breathing should be quiet. Make sure that you are sitting in a comfortable position where your diaphragm is free to move and allow your body to relax. Push your diaphragm down and feel it pull the oxygen in through your nose. Continue to breathe in this way as you listen to this audio. This audio track is the introduction to the Migraine Ease breathing exercise. This is the same breathing exercise that has kept me migraine free for over 7 years. As you perform the breathing exercise, I will explain why I believe this breathing exercise banished my migraine headaches. We will pause on occasion to focus on our breathing, because breathing is the focus here. I will help you bring your breathing into awareness so that you can monitor what is going on for yourself, and I'll slip in some positive affirmations along the way. The final few minutes will be focused on the breathing while relaxing to the sound of waves with the occasional reminder in the background. Use this track until you master the breathing and you feel that you understand everything. Of all essential nutrients required by the human organism, oxygen is the only one we need to intake on a moment-to-moment basis. Even though we cannot survive without it for more than a few minutes, it's the only nutrient Western society does not relate to deficiency problems. In fact, the very opposite is the truth. Oxygen is the source of life for all living cells. A lack of oxygen causes impaired health or disease. Cells undergoing partial oxygen starvation send out tiny panic signals, which are collectively felt in the body as continuous vague sensations of uneasiness, dread, or disaster. Migraine headaches are caused by a lack of oxygen, hypoxia. Oxygen concentrations have been found to be reduced in many different environments, including homes, cities, and offices. Mental and physical stress causes emotional swings, and our body learns to adapt to these conditions. These emotional states cause changes to our breathing patterns, and over our lifetime, we develop poor breathing habits. After a while, these poor habits become normal. We all think we breathe normal. Chest breathing, mouth breathing, and hyperventilation are normal in today's society and are the very root of many of our health issues. The normal expected breathing volume is 4 to 6 liters of air per minute. We are taking 6 breaths per minute with this exercise, so we are taking longer, fuller breaths. We will achieve maximum oxygenation by adjusting the balance of our CO2 and oxygen. When we hold our breath, this creates pressure that helps the oxygen to absorb into our bloodstream. Making sure that the exhale is at least half again as long or longer as the inhale helps to maintain a good carbon dioxide to oxygen balance. We humans are creatures of habit, and we learn by repetition. When you learn to dance, play an instrument, sports, acting, or just about anything else, repeating our moves over and over creates a smooth automatic flow of motion. When we repeat something over and over, it becomes a habit. When we see somebody who looks like they do something naturally, it's because they repeated those actions over and over, and through repetition, they program those actions into their subconscious. That's not to say that repeating something makes you good at it. If we do something wrong over and over again, it will become a bad habit. That's why it's important that we constantly seek to improve our skills in everything that we do, especially our breathing. Most of us have never been taught to breathe. A spank in the butt and we're good to go. It's just assumed that we all do it right. For most of us, our breathing system operates mostly without our awareness, so we tend to pay no attention to it. The problem with leaving our breathing to run automatically is that stress and emotions change our breathing patterns. If we don't consciously control our breathing, then our emotions will control us and our health through our breathing. We were given the ability to override our automated breathing for a reason. By paying attention and learning to control our breathing, we will control our health. Continue to focus on your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. Place a hand on your belly and watch it move in and out with your breathing. Ensure that you're using your diaphragm and not your abdomen. Your stomach is just pushed out of the way. Also, make sure your shoulders are not moving. It has become common advice for us to suck in our stomach and stick out our chest. In doing so, we limit the movement of our diaphragm. We then use our chest to breathe, and this limits the air to the top part of our lungs. The problem with this is that we are only oxygenating about 30% of our blood. 70% of our blood flows through the bottom part of our lungs, and we can only fill this part if we use our diaphragm. Considering that our brain consumes 40% of the oxygen that we absorb, it is critical that we ensure that we get enough oxygen. Inhale through your nose. Mouth breathing is another problem in today's society. Our body is designed to inhale through the nose, and when we do so, the air is properly conditioned and filtered before it enters our lungs. Bacteria and contaminants are filtered and neutralized. The air is warmed and humidified and mixed with other gases that are produced by our body. Nitric oxide and CO2 are two very important gases that play an important role in our health. They regulate the binding and release of oxygen to hemoglobin, regulate blood flow, keep our muscles relaxed, and both are vasodilators. There's a long list of benefits for these two gases when they are at the ideal levels. Research shows that mouth breathing reduces our CO2 levels. The production of nitric oxide is only available to nose breathers. CO2 is known as a waste product, however, a certain level must be maintained for proper oxygenation of our blood and tissue. Our atmosphere is less than 1% CO2, so our body has to keep some of it back to use as a bronchodilator, and without it, some of the bronchi and bronchioles will collapse and not allow oxygen to flow to the arterial blood. It is also important to maintain a proper pH level in our blood, as the absorption and release of oxygen is determined by pH. pH is determined by the amount of carbon dioxide, so if we have too little, the oxygen will not release from the red blood cells where it is needed. If we have too much carbon dioxide, then we can't absorb the oxygen in our lungs. It's all about balance. Be aware of your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. When you inhale, feel the air fill your lungs deep into your belly. Repeat the following. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. Hyperventilation is another problem we must be aware of. Anything over 6 liters per minute is considered hyperventilation, and studies show that we average 12 liters. That is double the medical norm. Most people will not even realize that they are breathing too much at this rate and probably consider themselves breathing normal. In doing so, we upset our blood gas balance by expelling too much CO2 and reduce our oxygenation. Many of our emotions will cause us to hyperventilate, especially anger, fear, and worry. Panic attacks, anger, and anxiety are reduced with controlled breathing. If we can control these emotions by reducing our breathing rate, then we are capable of controlling our emotions with our breathing. Consider that when our brain does not get enough oxygen, then many of our functions would have to operate at a reduced capacity. Could this mean we lose control of our thoughts due to low oxygen levels? Signs of hyperventilation include cold hands and feet. So if you find your hands are cold, pay attention to how you're breathing. When we are constantly operating with low cellular oxygen levels, then we are left more vulnerable to other changes. If we were to find ourselves in a stressful situation and we hold our breath or just breathe too shallow, this may be all we need to send us over the edge and develop a migraine. If we had proper balance, then this would not affect us. When we are operating on the edge, then small changes will affect us, such as a change in barometric pressure or food or drink that further reduces our oxygenation capabilities. Be aware of your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. Feel the oxygen flowing throughout your whole body. You are programming a healthier breathing pattern. Each breath that you take is a step towards building a better breathing habit that will feed oxygen to your brain and eliminate the cause of your migraine headaches. This program is designed to help you develop awareness of your breathing and to help you build new breathing habits. Aim to practice your breathing for 10 minutes at a time, 3 times a day. If you miss a practice session, you can pick it up at any time. 5 minutes 6 times a day works as well, even 1 minute 30 times a day. Twice a week, you need to sit down and completely focus on your breathing for 20 minutes. You do not need to listen to these audios every time. It is important for you to master this all on your own as well. Now repeat the following. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. You can practice your breathing in just about any situation as long as you remain aware of your breathing and remain in control of it. 4 to 6 liters per minute is considered the medical norm. That would be 6 1-liter breaths per minute or 12 half-liter breaths per minute. The heavier that you are, the more air that you need. No different than calculating your water needs. This exercise will guide you to 6 breaths per minute, and over time, you should reduce the amount of air that you inhale. When it comes to breathing, less is more. When you breathe less, you build your carbon dioxide levels back to normal values, and this allows you to absorb more oxygen as well. Higher levels of consciousness can be achieved by reducing your breathing rate down to 1 breath per minute. When you process less air, you also expose yourself to less contaminated air. Be aware of your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. This exercise will help you build better breathing habits. Feel your stomach rise as you inhale. Oxygen is your lifeblood, your energy, your chi. It feeds every cell in your body, and every cell requires oxygen at every moment. Feel the air fill your lungs and feel the oxygen absorb into your bloodstream. Feel the energy of oxygen fill your brain cells. The more oxygen that you can absorb, the healthier that you will be. Remember to focus on your breathing. Repeat the following. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. This breathing exercise allows you to reprogram yourself mentally and activate your body's internal healing system. By using affirming statements, we build positive mental support. This is based on the law of attraction, one of the basic laws of the universe. Whatever we believe is. By telling ourselves that we are feeling better and better every day, we are telling ourselves how to be, and our internal systems obey. Positive thinking sets off a chain reaction in our body, and it will begin to look for and crave that which will achieve your objective. Your subconscious mind knows all that you need. Oxygen, or chi, can be directed with intention. Remember to focus on your breathing. With every breath that you take, your body will feel more relaxed. Begin to pay attention to your breathing in different situations and get to know your habits. Am I breathing through the nose or mouth? Am I using my diaphragm to breathe? How many breaths am I taking per minute? How am I sitting? Am I holding in my stomach? Is there adequate fresh air? If you begin to feel a headache coming on, the first thing that you should do is sit down, relax, and do your breathing exercise. You can use the migraine rescue remedy in this situation. If the breathing is not enough, it is okay to take your regular pain reliever. There is no drug interaction to worry about. You should also note that you may experience rebound headaches that are a common withdrawal symptom of many pain medications. You will find that after you develop proper breathing habits, controlled breathing will be all that's required to get rid of your headache. Since your breathing habits have been developed over a long period of time, it will take a while to retrain yourself and build a new breathing habit that ensures that you get enough oxygen. Remember that in many cultures, breathing exercises are built right into daily life. Breathing is easy, but learning how to breathe properly takes considerable time and concentration. This is meditation. Be aware of your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. Breathe in through your nose. Make sure that you're breathing in a well-ventilated area. You want fresh oxygen. If you can, get outside by a tree or sit by an open window, as long as you don't live in a smog-filled city and the temperature is moderate. You can also increase oxygen levels in your environment with plants. The snake plant and gerber daisies convert carbon dioxide to oxygen at night, so they make great plants for the bedroom. the spider plant and bamboo palm for oxygen generation during the day. These plants are safe for animals. You can also supplement your breathing with massage, chiropractic, acupuncture, yoga, or any other method you wish. By adding the breathing exercise, you will enhance the effects of the other treatment. You can also further increase your oxygenation by ensuring that you get enough of the vitamins and minerals that support the delivery of oxygen to your cells. Magnesium, calcium, iron, and B vitamins top the list. There are also many different herbs that you can add to your diet that help increase your oxygen absorption. You should also remember to maintain proper hydration. Water is our second most important intake. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. Feel your body heal itself. Feel the oxygen feeding your cells. Feel your brain rebuild its neural pathways as your new breathing habit is repeated over and over. Increasing your cellular oxygen saturation will also give you higher capacity for mental processing. With each breath, you are rebuilding your automated breathing system to operate more efficiently. This ensures that you are getting enough oxygen to your brain. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. I will let you finish your 20-minute breathing to the sound of lapping waves at the beach. Remember to focus on your breathing. Inhale, 2, 3. Hold, 2, 3. Exhale. With every breath that I take, I am feeling better and better. Your body is buzzing with fresh oxygen. You're feeling much better than you did before. I'm going to count to 4, and when I do, you'll open your eyes feeling energized and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4. Eyes open and feeling awesome. Enjoy your day and remember to focus on your breathing.